This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Ah, yes, it is. Happy New Year. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Free throws, face-offs, Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, just as we said, he's stuck in the mountains snowboarding.
It's really, really tragic. I mean, he can't get any connection to record, but he can get plenty of connection to go snowboarding.
To go snowboarding. And you know what? He was able to let us know that he didn't have a connection.
Yes,
which is
he was able to get just enough service to say, hey, guys, can't make it today. Slopes are calling me.
I am so glad, though, to be here. We love this segment. We say it's the people say, so you guys talk about extracurriculars on Friday. We're like, no. We talk about the essential curriculars on Friday, whether that's in the fall, football, in the winter, basketball and hockey, whether we're talking about chorus, whether we're talking about the debate team, all of those issues that make up truly what makes community the community part of public education, the part that we enjoy so much. And so those essential curriculars. But Jess, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tim.
We did it.
We did it. We made it all the way to 2025. Congratulations.
Here we are, you know, and if anybody wants to know about, you know, 2025, actually check out our last episode that where the three of us, Johnny, Jess, and Tim, put out some predictions about 2025. One of the things, though, that we can absolutely predict 100% is that on Fridays, we are always going to be focusing on those essential curriculars. And today is absolutely no different. Free throws and face-offs as we come into the winter. Well, basketball, but not basketball today. Welcome to Busted Pencils. The Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association President, Brian Brandt. Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Tim. Tim and Jess, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here to talk. One of your fellow civic media guys, Chad Holmes, and I get to talk hockey a lot. So if I can, whoever I can talk hockey with and talk about education and sports, I'd love to talk.
Well, so, you know, so that's your main title now, Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association president, but you're a coach and a teacher. Tell us a little bit about that first.
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good academic experience as a student, and was fortunate enough to play Division I football. So I had an opportunity to have a great academic career, and then performed well athletically, where somebody wanted to give me the opportunity to punt. I was a punter.
I saw that doing a little bit of research on you. I was like, CMU punter. Okay.
Yep. Fire up chips. It's fun. It's where I met my wife. It's where, you know, it's a second home for me over there in lower mid Michigan. And it allowed me the opportunity to play football and do the athletic part of college, but it allowed me to figure out what I wanted to do in life beyond football, because there were some opportunities there to play professionally. And ultimately, as a student athlete, you end up not playing at some point. So you got to have something to do. And education was the route I took, and technology education and technology and engineering education is kind of the path that I took. I was fortunate enough because I wanted to be an engineer at one point. And then, calculus gets in there, and then yes, you realize, you know, one of my favorite teachers, Jeff Brugink, I got to be taught by him. And then my first job was back in the math department with him here at Wausau West. And he's like, everybody hits their math wall. It doesn't matter when it is. Some hit it earlier than others, and some hit it later than others, but you always hit your math wall. And I hit mine in Calc 2, and that kind of pushed me down a math teaching path along with technology and engineering education. And then I've been doing that now. This is my 19th year here at Wausau West, and have had the opportunity to coach and teach. I've floated a little bit because I'm dual certified between the math and the tech ed department. So it's a great mesh. And we have some some classes that go really well between the two departments, and I get to be the go-between at times. So it's been really fun. I really enjoy living in Wausau. It's where I grew up. Went away for 5 years, and as I tell my seniors, go away, look at the world, and then realize how cool Wausau is when you get to be here, that 23 to 25 range, and it's a really great place to raise a family.
Yeah, you can always come back. We say that, you give that advice, but go somewhere, try something, live a little bit, you know, and maybe stay there, but also realize you can always come back. And so hearing that, I really appreciate also too the crosses you're talking about, you know, math, but then tech ed and engineering, because I think that's also, you know, not to get too far deviated away from what we're here to talk about, but the reality of hearing about the fact that schools are still offering technology education for some listeners who might be, you know, a little bit more up there like me, you know, that was wood shop, that was metal shop. Those were those things. The reality is because that's truly, again, the essentialness to allow students multiple ways to find and express their talents. And you've got to be seeing that with the work that you're doing as a teacher also, Brian, right?
Oh, exactly. And so I've taught everything in our department at one point in the last 19 years. And our group has been together for, 18 of those 19 years we've been together as a department. We're all about the same age. So good luck, Wausau School District, you know, 13 to 14 years from now when we all retire at once. But my little niche is graphic arts and welding. And there's actually quite an interesting mesh between those two, because welding isn't just your traditional, you know, factory type stuff. There's a lot of technology that goes into it, and the kids get to learn that technology. There's the automated side. And then there's the artistic side. You know, we've had some kids, we try to do two welding competitions a year. One is more traditional, where you're, you know, looking at weld tests and things like that. And the other one's an artistic one offered by North Central Technical College in town. And it's fun to get the kids to think outside their box a little bit and kind of, you know, okay, what can you draw? Can I weld it? How does it work? What parts do we need? What metallurgy is involved? I mean, there's, I call it the nerd side of welding. There's a nerd side of that too, that I love to dive into with the kids and do the math and the physics and some of the stuff that goes with it. So there's an awesome path for these kids to have an opportunity to have a career in it.
You have a career and really, truly apply what they're learning. And as you said, you know, guess what? Here's where math, here's why we learn physics. Here's why you get to explain the reality of kids going, what are we learning this for? Well, there it is, in technology education. You can actually help that through there.
It's great.
Oh, hey, you know, thinking about that, if you loved your tech education classes, if you enjoyed wood shop, metal shop, graphic arts, art, any of those, let us know about it. 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. It's 608-557-8577. Love to hear more stories, particularly about, you know, I've met so many students who have said, you know, if it wasn't for that pathway in high school, I would have dropped out. I didn't see it, but it was that connection to realizing that, you know what, I have another skill set that I can actually really learn deeply about and develop. So Brian, okay, let's go hockey though. Hockey in Wisconsin in the winter, high school sports, big time. So you're also the head coach of Wausau West High School?
Yes. Yeah. I fill a lot of roles in the hockey world. I have four children of my own. My oldest is a sophomore and she plays for the Central Wisconsin Storm, the high school girls, high school co-op. I've got, 14U daughter, Allie. She plays hockey. My 10U daughter plays, and I've got a little 7-year-old son, Davis, who plays as well. So we love hockey. We love what it provides, the entertainment value for our family. And right now it's a little bit of car ride time, just keeping those schedules balanced. But it's a great way to pass the time in our state. And we've done a really good job on from the so there's a little bit of mesh. There's the USA Hockey side where you see the Team USA, USHL, Madison Capitals, Green Bay Gamblers, Youngstown Phantoms. That's the high end junior version, all the way down to the youth version. But with the high schools, we have the opportunity to provide student athletes the opportunity to play for their high school. And I think that's a big opportunity. And you know, you talked about community-based stuff. We've had the opportunity to provide this sport for the kids, both boys and girls, over the years. And part of my job as the Hockey Coaches Association president is to work alongside the WIA. So the coaches side, we have our goals as a coaches group. And then we have, you know, the administrative side from the WIA. Okay, so we have all these ideas. How do we apply them? Mm. And how are they good for students? And what's good for student athletes? And I think one of the things that we've been able to do over the past couple of years is to provide a better state tournament experience for our student athletes. And I think, you know, that was a goal of the association for many years, and we've been able to achieve it. We've gone to two divisions now, so more communities are represented in at the state tournament. So we've been able to provide some really cool things for the kids on the administrative coaches association side.
Well, and speaking of tournaments, just completed a big one in Green Bay this weekend. Give us some highlights about what went on in Green Bay.
Well, it's between Green Bay and Appleton. There's 16 of the top 10, or you know, 16 of the top programs in the state that get to play. And the Appleton version is a tournament. The Green Bay tournament is more of a showcase where you know who you're going to play. Mm-hmm. From the Wausau West side, we had a really good 3-day stretch where we were able to. We lost a Friday night game to Fond du Lac Springs, beat Notre Dame Academy on Saturday, and then turn around on Sunday and beat Verona. So we've had. It's a fun time for our kids. We stay over there for those 3 days, and we, you know, exchange holiday gifts and just really try to do some team bonding through that experience. So Notre Dame Academy hosts it, and they do a fantastic job. They brought in a team this year from Michigan, Detroit Catholic Central. So it's fun to see Michigan high school team as well. So it was a great experience.
Well, so, and with that, I the way you just talked about that too, we say, you know, what is it about the essential curriculars that is so powerful? And people are like, well, you know, you're just developing jocks. And it's like, no. The athletic part, the competition, sure, that is great. But you just pointed out the bonding, the connections, the ability to go away to a tournament and do that kind of team building and the way you can, you know, it's, We actually talked to a person who was a Harvard football player, and the number one thing that he reminded us was that what he learned to become a successful businessman, an entrepreneur, a father, it all came from sports. You know, nothing about him becoming a pro football player or anything like that. It's just all of those ways of learning to live and to live in community came out of the lessons that he felt that he had developed in high school football and then football in Harvard. And I just, you know, as you're saying, you made that comment about, you know, they got to bond, they got to exchange gifts. It's like, my guess is that those are the memories that the kids will hold, maybe even more so than some of what happened when they were playing.
I mean, I think, you know, there's been times as a head coach, this is my 11th season as being a head coach. I got to work under Peter Susan's longtime teacher, educator, and head coach at Wausau West, you know, winning as coach in the state. I got to play for Pete for 4 years, and then I got to coach under him for 8 years. So you learn a lot. And Pete always talked about how do we connect sports to life, because sports is a vehicle where we get to put student athletes in uncomfortable situations to see how they respond, whether that's they prepared for that situation and they're learning through that, or they didn't prepare for a situation and maybe didn't find the success they wanted. And that lesson alone is so valuable that you get to do it in the arena. Right. There's been times like this, even this season, where we've had a bad period and I'll walk in and we won't talk about hockey at all. All right, guys. There's going to be times that you go somewhere and you're not prepared. What are you going to do? Well, we just had a period of hockey where we looked like we weren't prepared. what's next? What do we got to do next? You know, right. And we talk, I talk a lot about being a father with the guys, because I think it's really important that, that, you know, they're a long way off from it, but at the same time, you know, they can apply some of these lessons, hopefully, that they, you know, when they're a father or a work, you know, a worker in their community, just try to apply those life lessons, because it's such a, it's a safe space to go through some of these experiences and to talk about them and be good leaders and learn leadership skills.
Yeah. See, and that's the part that we say it's so valuable. And why we, again, at Busted Pencils really want to bring attention to the essential curriculars, because it really is that place when we're talking about fully educating the youth, the children, the young adults in our communities, that a fully rounded and funded education really has to include those essentials, because that's where a lot of times where you just, you learn some life lessons and the applications of some of the things that you may be learning in school, you might be learning in sports, you might be learning in chorus, all of that is translatable. So really love that. Hey, Brian. So though, so for me, it was funny you said Verona. So when I was, when I lived in Wisconsin, I lived in Verona. My son played football for Verona, didn't play hockey, but I know it was big, big, big time there. I was never, though, really all that acquainted with the fact that Wisconsin has a huge women's and girls hockey movement. Tell me more about that. In fact, you even said your daughters are already involved. And I do want to know, how the heck do you have four kids involved in hockey, and you're the head coach, and you're the leader of the Wisconsin coaches?
Do you have a couple clones hanging out, Brian?
Well, you know what? If I had a dollar for every time I got asked that question, you know, first off, to be a head coach, you have to have a supporting wife and family. Mm. I mean, they are super understanding. My wife, Kelly, she's not a hockey person to begin with. So for her to dive into this, this life and bounce from rink to rink and do some of that stuff has been super, super great that she does it. And I think she does a great job leading her kids when we're separated, because we're, mm. It's, you know, just, it's the life we have right now, and it's busy. It's a 10-year sprint, and then we're all going to miss this thing, you know?
Yeah.
From the women's side, it's been fun to be a part of a little bit, because my oldest daughter, Emma, kind of was at the beginning of this big growth of women's hockey. Now, part of it is it starts with the Badger women's program. I mean, that program has been so successful for these girls to have the opportunity to see them. I mean, I think that's so important for girls to see, and for everybody to see what you want to be. And it's there for them to see anytime they want during the winter season. And Mark Johnson's done a great job with that program. They've done a great job of growing the sport. WAHA, which is our amateur hockey association tied to USA Hockey, has made a huge push. We've done girls try hockey for free days, because in the past, girls have had to play with the boys. And that was the only opportunity they had. Well, now with some of these girls try hockey for free days, you're getting kids that know there's a girls team, a girls only team option for them. Well, now they're going to come out for the sport. And where before, if they had to play with the boys, they're like, nah, I'm good. I'll try something else. But now we've had, you know, in the last probably 8 to 10 years, just this big time growth of girls hockey. And it's going to show, like right now at the high school level, it's shrinking a little bit in terms of number of teams. But it's only a matter of time before it grows, because the only way you can make it grow is to start with, you know, the 6, 7, 8 year olds in your community, and then provide them the opportunities, and it will ultimately, you know, flourish in the end.
Yeah. And you say building that, starting to, like, say 6, 7 years old and moving that it forward, and the commitment, and great to hear about your wife and the support, you know, whether she's truly a hockey mom or became or is becoming, and understanding that it's a lot. And when I think about, you know, the commitment of a family to hockey, I mean, the practices, the ice times, the equipment, the amount of effort that so many people put forward in there. And it's really great to hear, as you said, a devotion to saying, let's have a women's all-girls hockey and create a space, too, that encourages more participation, as you said, as opposed to going, well, maybe, nah, I don't really want to do it if it's with this, but to really say, you know, there is space here for you, and in fact, let's build this.
Well, and we've seen it locally. So prior to, you know, 2014, we didn't have like an all girls program at the 10U level. Well, we did, and then when all of a sudden we had two of them, and now we have two at almost every level now. And it's been really great to see those numbers grow. And it started first with an opportunity and you know, the parents to say yes, or allow their kids to say yes to hockey, because just like many sports, it has its issues. And sometimes as a parent, you might want your kid to say no to it, but we've got a really good group of families that support it and organizations that support it. And I think that's a huge part of the growth.
He is Brian Brandt. He is the Wisconsin Hockey Coaches Association president, tech teacher, math teacher, also head coach hockey. Lots going on. Brian, man, we got a lot to talk about in the future, and we'd love to invite you back if that be something you'd be interested in.
Absolutely. Would love to be back. I could sit and talk for hours about hockey. I love talking about it, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys today.
Well, thank you for busting pencils, Brian. And now for your moment of zen. Real heroes are not on national television or in the headlines. They are the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, the social workers, the janitors, the hospital orderlies, the construction workers, and I'm going to add this one, the coaches, the people who keep society going, who help people in need. Thanks, everybody, for busting pencils. What a great week. Hey, make sure you tune in tomorrow across all Divic Media. Going to be a Saturday show, 3:00. Ira Sokol. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, guess what, schools. What were they designed to do? Well, you're going to have to tune in. And hold on to Monday. We're going to be talking about Jimmy Carter, his education legacy. And everybody, you know what? Keep busting pencils.